Monster RX 73.1 presents
The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush, the country's favorite morning program on FM radio.
Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10.
Your hosts, Chico, Hazel, Margie, and Rika.
The Morning Rush.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone!
Good morning!
Good morning!
Oh, sige, uunahan ko na kayo. Kaya today.
Kaya today.
Kaya today.
Oh my gosh! We had technical difficulties.
Difficulty.
We had technical difficulties.
I know, right?
We're very sorry about that. But the Christmas party was yesterday.
Yes, our Christmas party.
Our Christmas party. And Hazel won.
I know, right? That was a big news.
That's huge news. That's our tea over coffee for today. If you want to sound off, send the hashtag to RX931 on Twitter.
Saya wala siya. I have so much, so many things to say about this victory of hers. Pero mamaya na, pag nandyan.
Yes.
Pag nandyan siya. But yeah, it's a huge day. We can't, because you also won big.
Yeah.
But we can't put any attention to that because you always win big. You always win the prizes.
Si I don't know why I'm so lucky. My gosh.
Si Hazel yung big news.
That's kasi huge news.
Like, she true. A lot of people are so happy for her.
Like when
at
she won.
You notice that tayong apat, like two would always win major prizes. The other two will not.
Yeah.
You realize that? Like last year, it was you and me. This year, it's you and Hazel. So next year,
it's me and Rika.
Dapat Rika and me. Anong ikaw na naman?
Please, universe, please.
Kami naman ni Rika. So, hindi, or pwede rin Rika and Hazel.
Pwede rin Rika and Hazel.
Basta
I call shade.
Dalawa ka na. Back to back.
Well, so I got the TV last year, right? Yeah. Hazel's not here, so it's okay. And this year, I decided to trade the TV that I got for a ref. So now, right? I have a TV and a ref.
You have a TV and a ref?
Yeah.
When did you enter RX? Ako, kailan pa? Alam mo yung groundbreaking pa lang ng Strata 2000, DJ na ako.
Kala ko may Tyrannosaurus sa labas.
Alam mo yung puro talahib pa lang sa Ortigas Center, DJ na ako. And you get a ref and a TV
consecutively
years
during a pandemic.
Where is the justice?
I don't know. I'm just incredibly lucky.
Grabe to.
And apparently that was supposed to go to a different person.
Actually, that's what made it so
but
lucky.
They didn't arrive. They weren't there.
Yeah, because so, you know the rule, right? And
most companies, Christmas parties, I mean, we read this out every time.
You have to be
parties.
There unless you're part of, yun nga, like you're on duty somewhere, then, you know, usually you require the presence of the person who won. Now, the person who actually won the TV was on leave.
Hala.
So, they had to re-raffle it. And it went to Marky. How is that?
Like, okay, let's put things in perspective. If this person was here, I would have won a GC.
Yeah. Most likely.
Most
hindi,
likely.
Alam mo kasi, sabi ng universe, parang suportahan natin to. Kasi smart TV yun eh. So sabi ng universe, suportahan natin to kasi pinapanood niya every single episode of every single
show on Netflix.
On Netflix.
True. True.
So at least let's make the experience.
Let's help him out.
Worth it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And actually, I have to thank Rika GGG because yesterday I was going to leave because I just brought gifts.
Right.
And she was like, no, may raffle. And I'm like, what? Let's do this. I'm staying.
Right?
Oh, yeah. So thank you again, Rika.
Oh, hindi. Dahil pala
I know,
kay Rika,
it's worth
eh.
It.
Oh, ibigay mo na sa
Marky
kanya yung
called
ref.
Me his lucky charm.
Rika's my lucky
Rika,
charm.
Ano daw, total, dahil sa'yo, ibibigay na daw niya yung ref sa'yo.
Hala.
Oh, dapat lang. I think that should be
that. Hindi. May ano, may pag-gift ako.
Ay.
Kala ko nandito ka pa eh.
Iwan siya, ano daw, Rika, dito. Ang gift ni Marky sa'yo, 2 hours.
Hello?
Hoy!
Of singing.
Pero ako yung kakanta sa mic.
Ay. Parang. Hindi, actually, alam mo. He turned off his mic. Hindi, may gift si Marky 2 hours, di ba? But it will have to wait until next week. Kasi hindi matutulog si Marky this weekend kasi maraming Pokemon event.
Oh my gosh, huge.
Alright.
Huge.
So medyo ano ka ngayon. Wala kang work husband for this weekend. Kahit i-text mo siya ng mga, oh, kumain ka na babe, wala. Hindi siya magre-respond.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I also have work.
You have work?
Yeah, so I have very, I can't. So I have to finish by today.
No, I want to see a video of that, of you squirming during your events. Kasi I know you. You're thinking of Pokemon. Alam mo yung may ginagawa siya pero umiikot yung puwet niya.
Oh no, but, okay, so it's not an event. It's more taping. So it's fine.
Okay.
It's not like I have to be live and I'm stressed out
because I'm not catching anything.
Okay.
So, today, we've got our top 10 courtesy of Fabrienne, who nagparamdam after so long.
Oh, wow, Fabrienne. Yeah. How
She's
are you?
Back. So
you
Fabrienne,
are back.
Fabrienne wanted us to do the top 10. Hashtag, me and my Joa. So, you know, it can be like...
Wah!
If you have a Joa, then your Joa. If
hindi ba yun yun?
Alin?
Yung ano, that TikTok trend, yung me and my Joa. Wah!
That's
a video!
Oh
my god, I'll send you one. It's so funny.
I wanna see, I'm not familiar with the ano.
Tapos, usually, kapag ginagawa yun ng mga tao, it's like, walang lalabas na Joa. Alam mo yun?
Oh.
And then they start to cry.
Hindi, pero yung version ni Fabrienne, it's more like, parang, okay, so if you have a Joa, then Joa. If you don't have a Joa, then a previous Joa. Parang describe parang the dynamic. Okay, let's give you examples lang para you have a better idea. So for example, me and my Joa, bagay kami. Ako, precious like gold. Siya naman, gold digger.
Hoy!
Pwede.
Trust me, in the beginning, it feels good, but eventually, it's gonna pay a price.
Oh yes. Well, literally a price.
Pretty penny.
Yeah.
A lot of those. Trust me.
Me and my Joa, sabi nilang lahat, hindi raw kami tatagal. Ha! Tama sila.
Oh, no.
Alam mo yung mga maraming naysayers, tapos parang you're like, and in your head, you're like, we're gonna prove you wrong. And then you're like, okay, I guess they were right.
Yeah.
And me and my Joa, approved siya kay Mama. So, ayun. Sila na ni Mama.
Hala.
Hala siya.
Mama, May or, December.
Or, pwede ring Papa.
Pwede rin.
Pwede ring Papa. Who said?
What would you call that? Because an older female and a younger male is a May December love affair. Is
May
it
December,
the same
then.
For female and male?
Yes. It just means
how about,
you're far apart.
Okay, so there's, it's no different.
Mm-mm. Well, May, December ang tawag.
But that mostly refers to an older female and a younger male.
No. Even when, alam mo yung mga news na yung mga, remember like, who was that? Macron? The French?
Ah, Macron,
diba?
Yeah.
His wife is much, much, much older than him. When I read articles about it, they always say May, December.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in
Hazel's case,
I think it's
case,
because I watched The Graduate.
In Hazel's case, it's more like January, December. Kasi yung kasi mas malayo.
December 31, 2020, December 1, 2021.
Oh, pwede. December.
Mm-mm.
Me and my Joa, opposites attract. Trois.
Hindi na ako titigil. Like every time you say that.
Twa?
No. Parang wa. Hindi ka kasi ano eh. Apparently it's a challenge. I wanna see it.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, sige. Me and my Joa.
Wa.
Opposites attract. Ako matangkad, siya maliit. Ako mataba, siya payat. Ako straight, siya hindi.
Oh.
Oh wow.
Oh wow. Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess it isn't opposites attract in this case, right?
I guess. I guess. Or, alam mo yung, I know of girls who tend to attract gay boys.
Yes.
For some strange reason.
Yes, I know mga, of these.
Either they're gay boys or closeted gay boys. Tapos, siya yung nililigawan. And then, ma-realize niya later on that they're gay. I have a couple of people in mind. Ganun yung experience. Parang, why are they gravitating towards me? Ganun yung feeling nila na parang, why am I not getting the straight guys? I'm getting the gay guys. And it's weird.
So, the gay guys are interested in the girls?
Hindi, parang...
Or do they want the girl to be their
well, I know of,
beard?
I know of two cases na either way. Like, yung mga na-attract siya turns out to be gay. And meron talaga na lapitin sila ng, yun nga, gays in the closet.
Yeah. Oh, I get you. No, there are...
Like, kumbaga,
because
if,
they're
if you're
aloof.
A gay guy, if you're a gay guy who's in the closet and you want a beard, there's a certain kind of girl that's very attractive to you.
Yeah. But there are certain girls who are aloof to these things. They will believe you, which is great. They will believe everything that you tell them.
Okay.
Because they, you know, they want to believe that you're a certain way.
Yeah, hindi. Kasi meron ding girls kasi talaga that they're attracted to the feminine side of the gay guy.
That's probably what it is.
So
but
even
then,
when they discover that they're gay, they're still like, I'm still G.
Really?
I know a couple girls.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Like even when they discover na parang, eh, he's gay. And then she's like, oh, really? Oh, crap. Oh, okay. What the heck?
Wait a second. Yeah, I know
may
a couple.
Ganun.
I know a couple
ganun.
As well. Yeah, but...
Like, maybe they don't know what they're getting into.
But a little bit
yeah.
older. From what I know, most of them are older.
Well, no. We were young then when I knew
No,
her.
But I mean, in and, your time, it was different.
Well, yeah. As right? in G sila.
Kasi,
and they were young, huh? They were in their 20s at the time. And when they would find out that the guy was gay again, they'd be like, basta gusto niya, I'm G. Ganun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, whatever floats your boat, right? If you're into that kind of thing, no right? one's judging.
Oh, one
Why
last,
not? Yeah.
One last example. Me and my jowa, parang bunk bed. May top, may bottom. Yung palitan kung saan kayo matutulog.
Exactly.
Yung parang, yung like, whatever it is in life. Like, pwede tayo mag-switch, di ba? So,
because
if I'm going to be...
Like you, Chico, right?
Rika,
ha? Di ba parang meron kayong...
Careful,
hindi, di ba parang may natutulog din siya? Top bunk.
Hindi nga eh. Kami nga. Well, ours is not kasi a bunk bed. It's more like a... Para siyang semi-kind of pull-out bed.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't disappear. But the bottom one doesn't disappear completely under the top one. Para siyang half in, half out.
Half in, half out.
And, but
right.
the one on the bottom, you can pull it out completely to become a full bed.
Okay.
So we don't switch. We always have the same beds.
I actually had a bunk when I was...
Wait lang. So walang top and walang bottom sa inyo?
Well, technically, dun sa bed, ha?
Kaya nga, sa bed. That's so weird.
Sa bed, ha? Kasi, technically, mas mataas yung isa. Kasi, di ba? Nasa ano siya, nakadikit siya sa wall. Yung isa yung movable, yung nasa ilalim.
So okay.
Meron kaming, may assigned bed kami.
Okay,
hindi
so...
Hindi kami switch.
Pero, I mean, may huggy-wuggy, right?
Yeah.
So, where do you sleep on the side? On the top bunk or on the bottom bunk? Or on the top area.
Sa baba.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Alright.
Okay, because it's bigger.
It's bigger.
Yung sa ilalim is actually bigger. The one on top is actually a single bed. The bottom bed is also single din naman, but a little bigger. So
okay.
Maybe a double.
Okay.
A double bed. So there you go. A lot of bed talk right here. The top 10 hashtag me and my Joa. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag me and my Joa in all your tweets.
Tea over coffee.
Season's hottest Monster RX 93.1. It's time for a hashtag tea over coffee. And I am sure Rika is expecting this. It is very, very exciting news for the ARMYs. Grammy-nominated K-pop supergroup BTS has been nominated, has been named Time Magazine's Entertainer of the Year.
Oh, wow.
Yes, ahead of announcing its annual Person of the Year award on Thursday night. Time hailed BTS and its members RM, Jin, Suga, J-Hope, Jimin, V, and Jungkook with the Entertainer of the Year award.
Wow.
And so during Time's first ever Person of the Year telecast, BTS will perform the hit song Dynamite, which was included on B, the group's second album of 2020.
Actually,
Rika.
Hello.
Super ano, parang it's like
hello.
Hello, yes, we can hear you.
Sorry, I had to pee.
Okay. Okay. No, pero I think it's incredible that they should have their best year during the most difficult year.
Exactly.
Parang, you know, good for them. I mean, not everyone would flourish in such a difficult year, but they did.
Which like, also goes to show like the anything. Power of online influence.
That's true.
That you is know. True. But Rika, do you have anything to add about BTS winning
Entertainer what are we talking
about? Of the Year? Time Magazine's Entertainer of the Year.
Oh, I know. Well, yes. Yeah. So, so happy. And deserved. And, I don't know. Like you said, Chico, it's just, it's amazing that it all happened in this whirlwind of a year. Nobody
super,
really expected it. And I think even them, you know, every time they win an award, every time, you know, and every time anything big happens, they're like, what?
And,
it's just all love.
And speaking of music, another big thing that happened over, like, yesterday and today, where depends on wherever you are, Taylor Swift also released a biglaan album.
Grabe siya.
And it's a sister album. Para siyang apparently it's like two albums talaga. So when she released that, what was the previous one? Folklore. After she dropped Folklore, surprise, biglang a couple of I don't know, like a month or a couple of like a month after, she released Evermore. And it's the companion album. Para siyang double album na nirelease niyang magkahiwalay. So they go together. Companion and so
I guess it works. Yeah.
Yeah, it works. So yeah.
I want to listen to the whole album now.
Right? So para siyang
I feel like it's an experience.
It's a great parang last month of 2020 for music at least.
Yes.
For music. So if you're a music fan, you know, I guess it doesn't matter what genre you like. Parang ang daming ganap.
Musicians are so creative.
Music is concerned. It's amazing.
There's mm-hmm. so many things that they're churning and creating new awesome songs. So congratulations to all the musicians.
Good job.
Can you imagine if you're a BTS ARMY and you're also a Swiftie?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you going to do? What are you going to listen to?
It's amazing.
Who are you going to support first?
It's amazing.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, that was our hashtag tea over coffee. If you want to sound off, send the hashtag to RX931 on Twitter. But now we'll be playing the song that got BTS on the Time magazine cover. Here we go. Dynamite. Keep it locked only on Woo-hoo! Season's Hottest Monster, RX93.1.
Tea over coffee. The Morning Rush Top 10. TMR Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Team Bahay, are you there?
Team Rika, are you there?
Ano na nangyari kay Hazel?
Hi.
Nanalo lang ng TV na wala na. Naglaho na parang bula.
Yan.
Yan kasi. Kaya
na-excite ng party kasi kagabi.
Kaya dapat dapat sa kami na lang ni Rika yung bigyan ng TV.
Yes, I agree.
Bekeneman TV. I think na-excited siya masyado.
Really?
Oo,
just
fun. Nanood ng
Real Housewives.
Real Housewives dun sa bago niyang TV kaya.
Nag-enjoy.
Nawala. So we've got our top 10. Rika, did you see yung pinadala sa atin na me and my jowa na wa?
Wa.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I cannot. I cannot. So, yeah, now we get it. But we've got Fabrienne to thank for our topic for today. And thank you. We are trending number 2 in the Philippines.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Let's start off with Wildfire. Me and my jowa, perfect 10. Siya payat, ako bilog.
Like, perfect 10.
Perfect 10, literal. From Camilo, me and my jowa, isang may asim pa, isang may toyo. So together, masarap na adobo.
Eh?
Why not?
Mm. At least you created something beautiful.
And then let it marinate, yeah. Right?
At saka yung toyo, ano siya ha? Like, di ba? Like, it's so versatile. Like, you put vinegar, you have adobo. You put calamansi, you have bistik. You, mm-hmm. Di ba? Yung parang like, change the partner and you have a different dish altogether.
Just don't forget
speaking
to open a
adobo,
window.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Go.
Speaking of adobo, I cook adobong puti over the weekend. As alam mo yung after I cooked the dish, yung parang katingkari ako lagyan ng toyo. Because in our eyes, when I was growing up, adobo would always be
of course.
With toyo.
And it looks ano, no?
Pero like, I mean, when I tasted it, it was really good.
Yeah, I super, super love white adobo. Pero to be honest, when you look at it, para siyang hilaw. Parang there's something wrong with it. But it tastes great. Kasi we have a friend who cooks like a really mean white adobo, like super delicious. Pero pag nakita mo siya talaga, parang, did you miss out on an ingredient? It looks uncooked,
but it tastes good.
But it's delicious. Definitely delicious. Mr. Kit Molina says, me and my jowa, parang coffee lang kami. Ako bitter, siya matapang.
Mm.
Oh, but I love...
Oh, you're both coffee.
I love bold coffee. I don't like... Mm-hmm. Yung lasang ashtray na. Pero alam mo yung as strong as it can get without being too bitter?
Yeah. I know what you mean. I have the same thing. There are times when I'm like, okay, I really want to mix this nice coffee. I'm going to mix so many beans together and see how it tastes. But sometimes they just don't work together.
Yep.
It'll give you what you need. It'll give you that kick, but it'll taste really bad.
My family knows this.
So, masasabi ba natin na kayong dalawa, you guys like both?
Sorry? That we like?
Kayong dalawa, you like bold.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
I love bold.
Mm, yes.
Oh, speaking of, can I just say, like a very good friend of mine, like, suddenly, like, messaged me out of nowhere. Like, text ha. Tapos, all caps, Chico! !! Times 10. And I'm like, what? What happened? And she was like, did you see? Marky came out in a BL and he's like all puet. We haven't seen each other in a while. So I was like, tama talaga. Yes,
pero
I
updated
know.
Siya.
We even had a watching party. It's like, OMG, I am so shocked. He's so daring.
Who's this friend?
Dapat ano eh. Dapat... What do you mean I've seen it? I've archived it. It's in my phone.
With this
I
friend.
Have screenshots.
I have screenshots.
A friend of mine. Yeah, from way back.
Ah, okay.
So I guess, because we met up maybe a month ago, a couple of weeks ago. And then she was like, yeah, I'm looking for, you know, a certain kind of content. And I'm like, you should try Gaga Ulala. So
She.
Oh. So she wanted a certain kind of content.
Ah, like, so you were the one who gave her the idea.
Pero the site.
Ah, okay, the site.
You know, like I did say, you know, so I guess she started.
But then again,
exploring.
Then again, our episode is still, I think, the most watched.
Yeah.
So it'll always go back to that.
So I had to tell her, there's two, ha? Sabi niya, yeah, I know. I watched both. And may pumping scene. Natatawa ako dun sa how shocked she was. I was like, yes, we talked about it on the show. Ay, nako. Anyway.
At saka the fact na parang you haven't talked in years. Just being that's the first thing that she wants to talk to you about, it just means that she's shook to the core.
Oh. I mean, after all this time of not seeing each other, our first topic of conversation is Marky's puet-puet.
Well.
So, yeah, alam mo yun? Bridging gaps. And, ano yun? Connecting people. Nokia.
Yes.
So, Marky's puet.
Marky's puet-puet is like Nokia.
Connecting people.
And Renz Rufil says, me and my Joa, we're like magazines. We have issues. Just like any other couple. I mean, you will always have your issues.
Yeah, everyone has to go through something like that.
Even the seemingly perfect ones, they will have their
issues. They probably have much more than a lot of the non-seemingly perfect ones.
Bert Harmon says, me and my Joa, prison warden siya. Ako naman, criminal. We're meant to be. Parang it's like something I've
seen
watched
this
before.
I've seen this somewhere on Twitter before.
I've seen this somewhere. Yeah, certain websites. Rudes Antonio says, me and my Joa, morning person ako. Siya naman, night person. Kaya ayun, twice a day tuloy kami. Oy.
Hey.
I don't know.
At least you get it twice.
Twice a day?
Maybe hugs. Hugs.
Hugs.
Evening hugs and morning hugs.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Twice a day.
Camilo.
Sometimes you start out twice a day and then, you know, and then it gets less and less.
Kala ko sasabihin mo more and more. Parang grabe yung ang wild.
Well, it does get more and more for a while. And then it gets less and less.
Less and less.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos pag yung certain ano days more like Valentine's,
certain days
like Valentine's,
honeymoon,
birthdays,
birthday,
Christmas,
New Year. Maraming explosions. From Camilo, me and my Joa, nagkikita lang kami tuwing kinsenas. Sabi niya parang exciting kasi absence makes the heart grow fonder. Kaya ayun, every 15th and 30th lang kami nagkikita.
Ah, yes.
No.
Well, twice a month.
Pag may funds.
Pag may funds.
Pag full.
And the top, me and my Joa, comes from Because Miel and the Super Malice Guy.
They both say.
Because Miel says, me and my Joa, ako delusional, siya naman imaginary. Well, good for you. You're by yourself, but you're
entertaining yourself somehow.
Well, this is actually very ano. This is very the challenge. Me and my Joa, kasi di ba parang you're supposed to be pulling up.
You're like little bit delusional.
No, a little bit delusional. Kasi in the challenge, whoever's doing the challenge is pulling an imaginary rope. Na parang this is my Joa. Mm-hmm. Tapos bilang walang lalabas, and then they're like, ay, wah. Wala pala akong jowa. Parang ganun.
Tapos they start crying in the end.
They start crying, yeah. So that's the general challenge.
Okay.
For those not familiar. And from the Super Malice Guy, me and my jowa, we're both speakers, not writers. Hindi kami pareho magaling sa written, pero winner naman sa oral. Yeah. But I think that would be a little difficult. I think mas bagay yung isa writer, isa speaker. Can you imagine if you're both speakers?
Can you imagine if you're both writers? That works too, but I mean, silence.
Silence, a lot of the time. Pag naman speakers, ang gulo.
Everyone's just talking and talking.
Yeah, like nobody wants to listen. Everyone's just talking. That's a recipe for disaster.
So it's good to have like a book writer and
maybe a
politician.
Yeah.
A good mix.
A good mix.
It's a good mix of both.
Because when one is talking, one has to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have to switch.
You have to switch. Yes, yes. You have to
know. But you know,
I know
people who love to talk. Oh. And it doesn't matter if the people they're talking to are listening.
What?
And I can see it in their eyes, you know. They kind of just continue. And like, you know how sometimes you get, you know, uninterested in the conversation, you start looking at your phone. And they don't mind, because usually people would mind. Yung parang medyo magte-trail off yung kwento, di ba? They would get a little, I don't know, affected. This person, whenever I talk to them, and then I start getting uninterested, they're like, still going.
And it's
they
fine.
They just really want to talk.
Oh, I mean, like, it's the story of my life. Like the other day. I was talking and then Marky was on his phone. And then he was completely ignoring me. And then I was like, oh, I'm fine. I'm used to this. So I just stopped my cuento. And then a couple of minutes later, Marky goes, oh, sorry, what was that? So I was like, ah, okay, he's listening na. Oh, kasi Marky, nung isang araw, tapos hindi na naman ako pinapanood. After he asked, oh, sorry, what was that? Like, alam mo yung, usually that's my cue when he tells me, sorry, what was that? Ah, ayan na, he's ready to listen. Ito naman ako, kwento naman. Like, literally 3 words out of my mouth and he was back on his phone. That's the story of my life.
Well.
So yeah, I get what you're saying, Rika. Na parang some people get used to it. Yeah.
Yeah, so you've gotten used to it.
I've gotten used
well,
to it.
Well, that's good.
Pero, yeah, I must say, syempre, nung bago pa lang kami, I'm like, apa, hindi nakikinig dun sa kwento ko. Eh. Ang ganda-ganda ng kwento ko. Pero after a while, I'm like, ah, okay, I get it.
That's how he is.
That's how he is.
But you know what? I've lost so many friends because of... because people are like, you don't listen, you never listen,
you
but...
you never listen to me.
It's either you listen intently or you don't listen at all.
Yeah.
I'm like...
No, but I've had practice, to be fair.
You're oh,
not,
yeah.
Yeah, you're not the first. So I have to admit, the first time it happened to me, I was like, this is so weird. I get paid to talk because I know whatever I have to say is interesting. And then suddenly you encounter somebody who's like, they are not interested in what I have to say.
Is this the one you're living with?
Among others.
Really?
And then I had to realize na parang, ah, okay, it's a, what do you call it?
ADHD.
No, but I mean.
I'm telling you.
Is it a disorder?
Yes.
It's okay to call it a disorder?
Attention deficit hyperactive.
Okay, so. Disorder. Until I realized that it was a disorder. And then I was like, oh, okay. So it's not that they're ignoring me. It's not that...
It's just their attention just lasts this amount of time.
Like a goldfish.
Mm-hmm. But long-term memory is good.
Okay.
Depending on if they're interested or not. Or
yeah.
I'm interested or not.
Yeah. So there. So there is a getting used to it.
Yeah.
And... So there you go, the top 10, me and my Joa. And if you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag me and my Joa in all your tweets.
The Morning Rush Top 10. TMR Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Team Bahay, are you there?
Hello.
Team Rika, what's up?
Hi.
So, we got...
In exactly 30 minutes...
I know!
If Hazel doesn't show up... 8:12 is no longer the time to beat.
I know. Tsaka ano?
Ooh.
Before the year ends.
Oh my gosh, the breaking record.
So, we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Fabrienne, back with a vengeance. Hashtag me and my Joa. Wow. Okay. So, let's start off with Camilo. Parang Christmas items kami sa grocery. Laging package deal. You know how like there are couples na you could never get just one? And it doesn't matter what it is. Kahit yung lakad ng barkada... na-assimilate na yung isa, parang kasama na siya. Hindi mo na kailangan itanong kung pwede isama kasi part of the barkada.
Yeah, but I think sometimes you need to have your own friends.
I agree. I definitely agree.
Like, it's good to have a barkada, a group of friends, but it's also nice to have perspective from someone else who isn't close with your significant other.
I definitely agree. And Wildfire says, me and my Joa, ninong ako ng anak niya. Ay.
Medyo
deliks tayo dyan.
Yeah.
Just the entry again.
Ninong ako ng anak niya.
Ay.
Diba? Well, at first listen, you're like, oh yeah, what's the big deal? But when you understand the implication,
if they're still married, or if, for example, what if she's a widow?
Pwede.
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 Or they broke up, or pwede. She's a single mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's still an awkwardness about it.
There is still an awkwardness obviously, about it, if you think about it.
If you are the ninong of his or her kid, it means you were like a family member.
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi like, for example, kunyari, you and Rica are husband and wife, tapos kinuha nyo kong ninong. I am not supposed to be romantically involved with any of you.
Exactly.
Right?
Because you're basically family.
I'm like family. You're getting me as the second parent.
I guess, yeah. That doesn't work.
So even if you broke up...
Not cool.
It's kind of awkward.
It's weird, no?
Yeah. Mr. Kit Molina says, me and my jowa, para kaming panty ni Victoria. Secret pa rin hanggang ngayon. Yeah, I guess.
Guess what? We all have that problem.
That's true. Pero for me, I have never had a relationship na secret sa lahat. Like, you know, it's going to be
like
a secret.
Like you tell some people or your close friends.
Yung meron kayong parang safe place, whether it's a group of people or your best friend. Basta kailangan may nakakaalam.
Yeah.
Like, hindi ko
that
kaya,
helps a lot.
Hindi ko kaya na nobody. I can talk to nobody about this. I can't.
It's hard. It's hard if you can't talk about it. And that's the problem with a lot of these relationships. If they find out that you tell someone about it, they're like, why are you telling other people about our relationship?
Yeah.
I told you it was a secret.
But dapat sa atin lang.
But, you know, that ruins you from the inside
it
out.
It does. Kasi kunyari, it's more like it's a secret from the general public. Gets mo pa rin eh. Pero alam mo yung meron kayong group of people na he or she is proud to say, ah, kami. Diba? Yung parang, yung the common friends, the really close friends, family even sometimes. So,
yeah.
Importante yun eh.
But it also hurts. Like, let's say you're in a relationship where the other is, you know, it's okay if you go public and the other one is keeping it a secret. It really hurts, you know, especially when they put it into words or they can't put it into words.
Wait.
Like, let's say somebody asks them, are you guys in a relationship? And they can't even answer.
It really hurts na magmahal ng ganito.
Magmahal ng ganito. I know. You can't unhear it.
It's there. Whenever you hear it really hurts, the first thing that comes into mind is that TikTok.
No, pero kasi...
Craze.
The thing is, Ren, di ba sometimes it's like, okay, we can't tell everyone because we're gay but we're in the closet. That's one aspect. Two, hindi alam ng parents.
Yeah.
And bawal. Or ayaw nung parents dun sa guy.
Yeah.
So you keep it a secret. Third, sometimes it's because you're in the same office and it's frowned upon.
Yes.
Diba to get together when you're together.
Or sometimes it was the ex-girlfriend or boyfriend of your friend.
Yun. Totoo yun. So it becomes tricky. Diba? So there are many reasons. But tama si Rica eh. If you both agree to keep it a secret from certain people because you both understand why it should be kept a secret, then it's fine. Walang sasama ang loob. Mahirap kasi when one disagrees. Like kunyari, okay, we can't tell my parents kasi they're really conservative. Siyempre, the other one's like, but my family knows and we're fine.
Yeah.
Yun, doon nagkakaroon ng problema.
Yeah, that's why it's hard.
The classic line is, kinahihiya mo ba ako?
Yun!
Yes, that's the line.
Kasi kung naiintindihan nung isa na, hindi ka kinakahiya. Meron lang very specific reasons why we can't.
Yeah. Kunwari, artista kayo parehas.
I'm sorry. Mm.
Yummy morning.
Hindi ko Hindi, totoo yun. Diba?
Like, diba? Diba? And you don't wanna...
Like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Yes, exactly.
At first, they kept it secret because, you know, people would think, rightly or wrongly, people would think that Angelina snaked her way between
Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt.
Like I said, according to them, they didn't. That they got together after they broke up. But whatever you believe, syempre, they would think, ang isipin ng tao, may cheating involved. So let's not tell them until much later on.
Yeah.
So yeah, tama yan may sinabi mo.
Diba?
They could be both artistas.
That's secret.
Mm-hmm. And coming from...
Oh, it was just Rika. I thought I heard...
I know, right?
I thought I heard Hazel.
Yeah. Kasi gusto ko mabit talaga yung record.
Hello?
Para meron.
As in, you guys disappeared.
You disappeared.
And we thought it was Hazel, so we were like,
we thought it was Hazel coming in.
What do you mean? I disappeared. I was just in the show the whole time.
Oh, yeah?
But I wasn't talking.
No.
I mean, like now.
Like now.
You know, when you get the parang stream yard.
Toot. It's the toot that
when you enter.
Can.
Yeah, so we thought that.
Mari, parang pangit. Di ba when you hear the toot when you enter?
The stream yard toot.
When you enter.
Because it's a toot.
So that's what it sounds like.
It didn't sound nice.
But what does it sound like, though? I'm sure everyone hears it.
The beep. When you go into the...
When you join StreamYard. You hear a certain entrance beep.
Yun na lang. The Super Malas guy says, me and my jowa, kapag nagtanong ang isa, tanong din ang isa sagot nung isa. Like, alam mo yung, saan mo gusto kumain? Ikaw, saan mo ba gusto kumain?
Ikaw.
That's the problem if you have two indecisive people in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Kami kasi, like, yun nga, it's not so much that there's indecision, but it's more like, kung saan siya masaya, dun din ako masaya. Kung ano yung gusto niya, yun din yung gusto ko. Not that I'm indecisive, because I really like, if I see that you like what we're eating, then I'm good. I want to eat there too.
So who's a fan of that coffee shop that we go to every Saturday?
I am.
Ah.
I am. Kasi hindi siya breakfast person. So, pag breakfast, talagang choice ko.
Okay, so ano yung favorite niyang restaurant? Or ano yung favorite niyang food?
Right now, yung du jour niya, pesto.
Ah, pesto. Yeah. Okay.
Like, it's weird. Like, wherever we go, yun ang kukunin.
Pesto lang. Mm-hmm.
Pero ano yung nag-change yun?
It switches, yeah.
Through the years, there's a du jour.
Because you
favorite.
Get bored, eh.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. If you eat the same thing over and over again. Sometimes there's a cycle.
All-time favorite is sinigang.
Ah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All-time favorite. Wildfire says, Tito Jules says, me and my jowa, para kaming probinsyano, hindi na uubusan ng kwento. You know, like, it wouldn't seem to end.
Yeah.
So that's how the relationship is. It's like the teleserie. Like, there's always a new plot. There's always a new adventure. There's
the plot thickens.
All right? Abby,
I love it. I remember there's this one scene in Friends, yung parents ni Monica. And kasi parang, I think one of them turned 50. And then the mother asked na, are you going to replace me with a 25-year-old? Parang gumanin siya din sa dad.
Yeah.
Sabi ng dad na parang, no, with you, it's like I have two 25-year-olds.
Oh.
Parang just seeing that na parang, oh, that's so sweet.
Alam mo yung parang, it's so sweet, but at the same time, may konting aray.
There's shade.
Oh, yung parang,
there's a little bit
talaga.
Of shade.
Yes.
And from Abby CJ, me and my jowa, we're perfect. We're perfect. Ako yung taga-ipon. Siya yung taga-gastos.
Ay!
Ay! How?
Ay, ang sarap.
How to have that relationship?
Kung ikaw yung taga-gastos.
Credit card.
Oo, ako yung taga-gastos.
Pag, kung ikaw yung taga-ipon, medyo mahirap din siya. 7070 says, me and my jowa, nung una, sabi ko, never ko siyang magugustuhan. Pero ayun, eventually, kinain ko rin lahat ng sinabi ko tungkol sa kanya. At, in fairness, masarap yung kinakain ko.
Oy. Well, good for you. At least you got something tasty.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're like, you know what? You're in love, you're happy, F it.
Diba, no? When it comes to food, if something is so hyped, alam mo yung bilang, grabe, you should taste the, kunyari, the cheesecake in ganito, in ganyan. Or you should try the blah, blah, blah in ganyan. Tapos when you taste it and you're kahit mildly disappointed, it's super sad. Kasi like you were expecting something awesome. But at the same time, when you enter this restaurant that you've never heard of, nagkataon lang, you decide to try it out. Tapos nakatikim ka ng dish na like it's the best you've ever had.
Yeah.
Parang it's so heavenly. Yung when you're not expecting it. Kaya minsan ang hirap pag may expectation, because we were just talking about The Queen's Gambit, because I've heard so many good things about it.
Ah, yes.
When I watched
it. When you watched it, it was like,
I mean, not that I didn't like it, but I was expecting something to blow my mind.
Yeah.
So when I watched it, I was like, so ang hirap talaga ng expectation.
Because for me, kasi I was expecting something else. I wasn't expecting anything at all.
Exactly.
Because I never heard anything about it when I watched it. Yeah. It was new on Netflix, and obviously, you know me. Yeah. Watch anything.
You were probably the first one who watched it, Marky.
I probably was. Because once it appeared on my screen, I was like, oh, what's this?
No, you didn't know. Yung mga streaming sites, pinapadala nila sa'yo before everybody else.
They're like, might as well, right?
We might as well. So, it's coming out today. A week before, bibigay na nila sa'yo.
Yeah. But I know. So, I'm like telling everyone, hey, watch this new show I'm
like,
watching on.
They're like, wala naman na.
What is this show? It doesn't exist yet.
And the top, Me and My Joa, comes from the Super Malas Guy and Juice Blank.
They both say.
The Super Malas Guy says, Me and My Joa, the time we waste in each other's company is never time wasted.
Aww.
That's lovely. That's really lovely. Kasi parang, you don't have to be doing something specific for you to say that you're having fun. Na, oh, we're bungee jumping. Oh, we're traveling. Like, sometimes you can be like, literally, just stay at home, vegetating. But you never feel like you wasted your day.
Yeah, because you spent it together.
Yeah. Diba? And from Juice Blank, Me and My Joa, she feeds on my I need you to need me. I feed on her give me your everything.
Aww.
Like, alam mo yung on paper, it's a what's the word for it? It's a little problematic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's a quirk. Yeah, there you go. That's the word I was looking for. It's a quirk of yours.
When you give everything?
Like yung, kunyari, I need you to need me. Di ba parang nakakasakal yun?
Yeah.
Kasi I need to feel that you need me all the time. But, kunyari, ikaw naman, you're like, give me your everything.
But that's
so,
why...
Ako naman parang, my gosh, you're so needy. But together...
It works. Because,
it works.
Because the person, you know... is needy and the other one wants to be needed.
Needed, yes. So technically, it's a bad thing, but together, pag tama yung quirk nyo, pag bagay yung quirks nyo, it could actually work.
Hey! Parang that makes a lot of sense.
It does! It really does!
Because I'm needy AF.
Yeah. So if you are needy and the person you're with needs to feel needed, it's a good match.
Ayan. Mm-mm. Sakto.
Pwede.
If you're listening.
Diba? So, yeah. And so there you go, the top 10, Me and My Joa. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Me and My Joa in all your tweets.
The Morning Rush Top 10. TMR Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Team Bahay, are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Good morning, sunshine.
Nice of you to join us, Miss Aguilar.
Hello.
Alam mo yung tuwang-tuwa kami na break mo na yung record mo. Nag-celebrate na kami.
We even took a selfie and had some coffee in front of the clock.
Nag-ano kami, selfie kami, promise, dun sa clock. nung ano ka, nung pumasok ka.
Alam nyo, this is why I don't drink, okay? This is why I don't drink.
At saka alam mo,
I swear.
Ang next goal mo na, na-break mo na yung 812, di ba? Ang next goal mo na, yung papasok ka, Facebook Live na.
You made it to the last batch before Facebook Live. So congratulations.
I was passed out. Oh my God.
No, pero ano, we wanted to do this earlier. Pero nga, you weren't here. So we just wanted to congratulate you for the broken curse. Pero, you know, you finally won a major prize. But, tumawag yung mga boss dahil daw late ka naman ngayon. Ibibigay na lang sa amin ni Rica yung
TV. Well, I'll...
How come I can't hear you?
What?
I can't hear the people in the booth.
You can't hear us?
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
Actually, you're so super faint.
Super, yeah.
Sound nyo.
Do you hear us now?
Parang ano, parang nasa...
Ikaw din.
That's weird.
Parang nasa loob ng tenga ko si Rica. Gano'n.
Do you hear us now?
Sabi ko, Hazel, gising na.
What about now?
Super hina talaga. Like, super hina. Yeah. Pero, yung level parang...
I can barely hear you.
That's so weird.
Parang 50% ng volume namin of each other.
How about now? Hello?
We can hear you, pero mahina lang talaga.
Oh, wow.
I don't know
weird.
Why.
I think you're whispering.
Okay. Weird.
This is strange.
Yeah.
Okay. But we can try to...
Our volume is all the way up. Sorry. I don't know what's happening.
Okay. So...
Maybe the Q volume. Can you try to...
Q volume? Higher? Yeah, it's actually at its max.
Okay.
Or your Q volume? Hello?
Our
Q volume
knob.
Is...
There's a twisty knob there.
Yeah, here now.
Yeah.
How about now?
Hello.
More.
How's that?
Yeah.
That's already max.
Well, it's slightly better.
Yeah.
It's, you're louder.
That's like
you're
at 10.
Already.
It's already at 10.
Yeah.
That's okay. So weird. Okay.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
So can we just say, tapos yung papala, okay, so, di ba, ano, major prize si Hazel na ibibigay na sa amin ni Rica kasi nga, late siya the very next
day.
Parang ano
you
daw,
wish.
Parang ano daw, Hazel, eh. Parang hindi ka daw hiyang sa major prize. Kasi nalilate ka.
Can I just say, I wasn't able to react properly when my name was picked. I think I was in a state of shock because when my name was picked first and they decided to give away a major prize, for the first name drawn. I was still in the middle of praying that I win something when I heard my name. I was like, huh?
Ito nga yung nakakatawa.
So bad.
Here's a funny thing.
Don't worry, Hazel, kasi we reacted for you. Kami ni Mark.
Yeah, we were joyous in the booth.
Did they win? Because we were so happy.
We were jumping up and down. We're like,
jumping for joy.
Has hell frozen over? What is happening?
Tapos ito nga yung nakakainis dyan, di ba? And I resent it. Kasi at the start of the party, nag-post ako sa Instagram. It's a selfie. Tapos nakalagay doon parang, okay, we're doing it, you know, online virtual party from home. But you know what? We still have a raffle. I hope I win. Alam mo, kalahati ng comments, good luck to Hazel!
Everybody just wanted to see me win something.
Everybody was just
I
like,
know.
Hazel, we oh hope you win.
Not just,
I love you,
not just you, sa,
thank
sa,
you.
Yung guard nga sa condo, tinanong ako eh.
Nanalo
ba si Hazel?
Maawa naman kayo sa... Alam mo, one of my friends nga tweeted me na parang, oy, may raffle din ako kami. Parang wish me luck. And I'm like, yeah, it only took me over 10 years to win something major. Good luck to you.
Pero
thanks to Mark also. Kasi we actually swapped prizes. Because, diba, I really wanted to win a ref. That's what I wanted because I already have 2 TVs. And so yun, we swapped.
Actually, you and I, Hazel, I did the same thing with mine. I swapped my
Very
TV.
Very good.
Yeah, so now we both have refs.
So wait, Hazel, you said you really wanted a ref. What, refrigerator or referee?
Either or.
Either or?
Kung ano yung ibigay sa akin first, eh, nauna yung ano, refrigerator. Baka next na yung referee,
yung referee,
diba?
Sige.
Oh, can we talk about how Chico lost Pictionary?
Of all games.
Did we win anything for that? If we won, did we get prizes?
You did.
We did. Wait, we won,
did
win? Like, G-Starbucks ba? Or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
we won. For the, ano?
For the...
Marky, didn't we win our group?
Game.
Our group
won.
Yeah,
your group won.
Yeah. So we got something.
Oh my gosh.
You got Starbucks.
My group also won.
Yay, Starbucks.
Yay.
Starbucks, yeah.
I'm so happy.
Uh-oh. Para si Chico yung medyo, ano, no? Na Hazel zone last night.
Oo. Ano man ako na panalo.
Na elbow macaroni si Chico.
Kahit man lang yung mga game na ano. Alam mo, ang ano ko lang kasi talaga is, hindi kasi ako sumali doon sa talent portion. Kung sumali ako sa talent portion.
Hindi talo ako, ka ni Rico Robles.
Hindi, ako
hindi
na, ano,
talo ka ni ano, ni Paeng.
Alam mo na sa
ni Liza Minnelli.
Ni Rico Robles. Tsaka ni ano, Recto. Kasi ano, wala na yung Rico and Rica. Naging Rico and Recto na.
Oh, hindi, pero ano.
Eliminate ka.
Diba, ano, sobrang ano, sobrang itlog ako kagabi. Natawa ako. Naalala ko yung one of my favorite kwentos of Baby Whale. Alam niyo ba yung kwento niya? Time daw.
Ano?
Nagka-exam sila. Grade school pa to, ah. Baka patayin ako dahil kinuwento ko to. So, ang nangyari, okay naman daw yung quiz, pero sa entire class, siya lang daw yung naka-zero. So, alam mo yung talagang nag-iisa siyang tao na naka-zero. As in, zero itlog. Alam mo, ginawa ng teacher niya, pinapunta siya dun sa ano, pinapunta siya sa harap nung next class, not their classroom ha, the neighboring classroom, tapos pinakain siya ng hard-boiled egg in front of it.
What a horrible teacher!
Pinakain siya ng hard-boiled egg. Kasi daw, ano, itlog siya.
Oh my...
so ano, papakainin ka na lang daw din ng itlog ni Baby Whale. Itlog ka din na gabi.
G, G.
Oo nga, ano, itlog din ako. Ay, nako. Pero grabe, grabe yung teacher.
Was it salted?
Hindi ko alam. So, here we go. The top 10. Me and my Joa. Thank you to Fabrienne for suggesting it. Apparently, it's a viral thing on TikTok. Wa. Yung may wa. Ito ba si Hazel? Alam mo ba to? Yung wa?
Wa?
Me and my Joa.
Wa. So, apparently, no. It's a thing. It's a TikTok thing. So
from the top, okay. Make it wa. It's a wa. It's a what?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Mga walang ya kayong kwenta. Mga walang kwenta kayo. Mga walang ya kayong mga kaibigan. Remember how one time I was working from home and then Marky asked me, Chico, do you know what WAP means? And then you said, ano yun? Women of... Ano?
Women against patriarchy.
Women against patriarchy. I was talking to a friend and then she was talking like, oh my gosh, you're such a WAP. Sabi, excuse me. And then she told me the real women what it actually meant.
Oh my gosh.
Walang iya kayo.
You didn't know?
Haven't you heard the original?
No.
Have you heard the original song? The one without
Marky,
the censorship?
You know me. I'm, diba, I always tell you, I never listen to the lyrics.
I play it in the car all the time.
I know, diba, ask anyone who knows me. When it comes to music, I'm all about the melody. I don't listen to the lyrics. When I sing, it's phonetic.
So you completely missed the wet ass.
Yeah, so I told her, oh my gosh, you're such a wop.
she's probably
was she like, oh, Chico, I didn't know that's what you thought about me.
And then she was like, excuse me? Why? Di ba?
Ay, no. Oh, my
anyway,
God.
I can't believe you used it.
Right? Thanks to you.
I didn't say it was Women Against Patriarchy. I think it was Hazel.
No, it was Rika.
Rika.
It was Rika. Yeah.
Rika.
Valiant Voyager.
No, oh. You know what? It was Cardi B. I think she tweeted it once as a joke.
As a joke.
Or something.
And so here we go. Me and my Joa from Valiant Voyager. Me and my Joa, parang si Hazel Hati. Hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin dumarating.
Oh, eh, dumating na ako. Darating na rin yung jowa mo.
Yun na yung
yes.
Ano, ha? Guys, ha? I-update nyo na, ha? Hindi na 8.12. 8.32.
Ano? Oy, hindi, ah. 8.20. Kaya lang, wala pang batch.
Not counted.
So, kami yung may kasalan.
8.32, officially.
So, sala namin.
Actually, pag inanong mo nga, pag inanong mo, on air, dapat much later pa.
52.
Pag on air. Camilo says,
che.
Me and my jowa, siya hot na walang pera. Ako, mayaman na lonely. Perfect match.
Ah?
Oh yeah.
Ah,
match made in
that's
heaven.
Your thing. Match mm-mm. made in heaven.
If that is your thing, you know, who's to stop you?
Rudes Antonio says, me and my jowa, mahilig kami tumikim ng iba't ibang putahe. In short, we're very open.
Mm.
Mm. Oy.
Hey.
Very progressive.
If it works for you, right?
If it works for you. Ako lang kasi talaga feeling ko. I mean, like, I will be honest. It sounds appealing, pero I have a feeling once you're there, ako ah, I'm not going to be happy with it. I mean, I think at first, parang it's exciting. Oh, this is so exciting. Pero I won't like it. I'm 100% sure. Like, eventually, I will find it very, I don't know, parang there's going to be an abyss in my heart.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow! Ayaw mo talagang mag-share. Oh, no to sharing.
And pero paano kung pumasok si, ano, si... yung favorite natin, yung pinal natin this week.
When you say pumaso. Sa pinto or sa buhay?
Well, we're gonna have to train you a little bit if you want that.
Borg,
dapat may bago na tayong code name.
We will just tell you. We will just share later kung ano yung pinag-uusapan namin. Ha? May pinag-uusapan
ano
namin.
Ano
nakita namin sa Twitter. We will post it sa Titan. Sa,
oh my God.
Sa Viber group.
May suggestion ako na bagong code name niya.
Ano?
Blue hair.
Blue hair? What's blue hair?
May nakita yung Instagram stories.
Ay nako, Rikas! Shush! Josh, hindi na pinag-usapan namin ni Marky. Papadala ko sa
hair.
Nothing.
Do you know?
Blue hair niya.
Drop it.
Sa akin. Sipa sa akin, Rika, para, ano, in the nose kami
drop
ni Hazel.
Drop it. From Borgie. Me and my jowa, our favorite momol place is near the Carillion Tower. Minsan, may mga palaka pa. Pero okay lang, mas mahalaga ang momol kesa sa phobia. Can you ever momol, Marky, na may mga tumatalon-talon na palaka?
No! I'll run away. I'll be like, I'm sorry, you kiss really well, but those frogs, if I kiss those frogs, they're probably gonna turn into Prince Charming.
No, alam mo yung ano, you're like while you're momoling,
I can't.
Lang meron tatalon, tas didikit sa leg mo.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yay! No, I can't.
Oh my gosh. And I don't even have a phobia.
But it's gross.
Mm-hmm.
I like frogs.
Speaking of phobia,
oh.
Natatawa ko dun sa yung rinipost ko sa Instagram stories. Kasi ano, galing na naman dun sa kabulastugan. Pero ano, para siyang conversation between like a daughter and a dad. So sabi ng tatay, anak, may phobia na ata ako sa sex bomb. Sabi ng anak, bakit papa? Tapos yung picture na parang natatakot na. Bakit papa? Bakit papa?
Ay nako.
Tawan-tawa talaga ako.
No, I can't. It's like thinking about it. I was thinking about it for a few minutes. No. Even if I'm at the height of, you know, momol.
Sexiness.
I cannot. That's so scary. Ask JC also. Kasi diba si JC may phobia din?
If it's not a toad...
Akala ko kasi kasama mo.
Sa Carillion?
Doon sa Carillion? Nee, kasi like, ako if it's not the toad, yung merong warts, I'm fine. Pag frogs, kasi they're smooth eh. I don't like the ones with the bumps on the back. Yun, the toads.
No, in general, I just cannot.
Those are gross.
But what's ironic is my favorite Pokemon is a frog.
Mm. Eh, pero hello. It's animated naman, so.
Yeah.
So it's
ano Poliwag? They look...
No, si Greninja.
Greninja. From Froakie.
Pero frog ba yung Poliwag?
Yeah. It's a tadpole. I mean, it only evolves into one frog. It's Politoed. But the other ones are just like...
Okay. Frogs din yun. Well... They're batak na frog.
They're batak na tadpoles.
Frog na yun.
I can't
it's called
imagine.
Polyrath eh. Poly.
Eh, oh, siguro. Yeah.
Yeah.
But ano, yung pinaka-base Pokemon ni Greninja, yung favorite ni Marky. Alam mo pangalan? Froakie.
Ano?
Froakie.
Ano?
Froakie.
Froakie?
Froakie.
Parang frog. Oh, that's cute.
Kasi frog tsaka croak. So, Froakie. So
Froakie.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and it's so cute. And that's so weird that I say that it's so cute because I really cannot stand like frogs.
Ako, I like Greninja, frog. But I don't like Froakie. Nabibwisit ako kay Froakie.
Why?
Naiirita ako sa Froakie.
Oh my gosh.
From Crystallized, me and my jowa, we're clingy AF. So much that we often say to each other, gusto na kitang ipasok sa katawan ko. No.
Oh my God!
No, it's not what you think. Yeah, like, no.
How?
Inhabit.
Yeah. No, that happens. Especially when you're hugging.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like we are one.
But I want
one.
To absorb you.
One.
I feel like we are one.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Renz Rufil says, ito for mga showbiz couples, me and my jowa, nagiging sweet lang kami pag may cameras.
Mm. Well, there are also showbiz couples na nagiging sweet kapag walang camera.
Yes. I think that's more common.
Those are the real couples. The other ones are just love team.
Mm-hmm. And mas exciting yun.
Hindi. Tapos ito yung nakakatawa. At meron din, ito yung mas unique pa, sweet lang sila pag may camera. Pero yung isang tao, mas sweet siya pag walang camera.
Ah.
So yun yung mga merong love team pero may secret jowa at the same time.
Oo.
So both on cam and off cam, sobrang sweet pero two different people.
Yeah. Well, I mean that's normal, I guess, for a lot of actual couples.
Well, for showbiz people. Because for actual
couples. Oh yeah, sorry.
I mean, you don't have
It's one of those things where you've been in the industry for so long that it just becomes commonplace.
You assume that everyone is a celebrity couple. And from Tito Jules, me and my jowa, theme song namin, yung sa Little Mix, why can't I hold you in the street? Why can't I kiss you on the dance floor?
Oh.
Aww.
Sige nga, can you sing it, Chico?
Why can't I hold you in the street? Why can't I kiss you on the dance floor?
Ganyan pala yung little
can you hold me on the street? Would you kiss me on the dance floor?
The film mixers are shaken.
I had to sing it. Just
alam mo, Chico, lagot ka sa kapatid ni Rika.
Maganda naman.
Film mixer.
Maganda naman.
Maganda yung version na yun. Ano, parang folk.
Version kasi yung version.
Rika, doblihin mo. Doblihin mo.
Ano?
Doblihin mo.
Hindi nga, what the folk nga yan.
What the folk.
What the folk. And the top, me and my jowa, comes from Star Marjorie and Renz Rufil.
They both say,
Star Marjorie says, me and my jowa, naglaro kami ng tagu-taguan. Ayun, hanggang ngayon, di ko pa rin siya mahanap.
No, wawa.
Alam niyo, umalis na. Yeah.
That reminds me of, well, that reminds me of Tag, the show I watched last week, or the movie I watched last week, and basically the same story.
Yeah. As in, they disappeared?
Well, they didn't really disappear. They grew up. but they're still playing tag.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay, gets. Kasi diba, like, there's the, yung mga kalaro mo na nagtaguan kayo, tapos while you were counting, umuwi na.
So, ah,
hindi mo,
okay.
Hindi mo alam na wala ka na palang hinahanap because everybody went home. But then there's the version na, ito, feeling ko, yung nagtago-tago
lang. Ghost?
Like, forever left your life.
Ghosting.
Mm-hmm. Hindi ka na ulit sinagot, hindi ka na ulit nireplyan, in-unfriend ka na, binlock ka na.
Wawa.
And from Renz Rufil, me and my Joa, para kaming candy, we're meant to be.
Ayan.
Diba? Pwede rin ano, para kayong candy, pamint.
Ay! Pamint! Marami din yan. So the top 10, me and my Joa, if you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag me and my Joa in all your tweets. But when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live, facebook.com/rx931.
The morning rush top 10. TMR top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and hello everyone.
Hello
everything. How's life to the world of Facebook Live?
Team Bahai, are you there?
Team Rika, what is up?
Hello. Okay, so
hi, team no makeup today.
Yeah, me
si
too.
Hazel dumating lang for one batch and then
late na ulit.
Yeah, late Facebook na ulit for the next batch.
She was here.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I know. But yeah, so we've got our top 10 for today on Facebook Live. Go check us out. Let's start off with...
No makeup, oh my God.
Sobrang ano ba yun? Sobrang... So difficult for somebody like you na makeup artist. Yeah.
And she's here.
Okay, she's here. Yay!
Sabi ni Butter Baby, congratulations, major prize winner.
I know.
Thank you. Good morning.
We're all proud of Hazel, guys. Send her a congratulations because after 10 years plus, she has won a major prize at a raffle.
Alam niyo, feeling ko para siyang team effort. I feel like it took the entire, Morning Rush group and
to like pray for you.
To pray for me and to will it na manalo ko.
Yes, well, yes. Mm-mm. We were talking to the universe.
Next, I love it.
Next, we'll talk to the universe for a jowa for Hazel.
Hindi, unahin natin.
Okay na, ano na lang. Major prize na lang ulit. Mas gusto ko ata yung grand prize naman next time.
Hindi, ako I have an even better one that we should pray for.
Ano?
Yung mag-on time.
Shade!
Yung ano?
I call shade.
Yung, sana hindi naman ano, 8:32. Yun na yung mag-
8:20 nga daw.
Alam mo, binabawian ko lang kayo kasi nakailang 5:30 naman kayo sa akin, two weeks ago. So, alam mo yun?
Ilang beses? Parang
tawag dito, twice. I'm just going back to my roots.
Ah, okay, to your roots. Mm-mm. Pero okay. Kulang yung Christmas party. Wala yung awarding of the no lates. Meron akong...
Meron ba yun? Gen staff? Or is it Christmas?
I don't know.
Gen staff yun.
Gen staff na. Oo. Dati kasi Christmas party eh.
Dati Christmas party yun eh.
And that means most of us will do really well. Kasi wala masyadong... Wait a second. Oh yeah. Hazel's here.
I know, right?
Whatever.
Kiko, I have a question. Yes. Did you get the box that I left
yes!
in your chair?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh, I tasted it, Rika. It's masarap.
So shout out. Panadero cookies. And it's so good.
Ibang level. Stuff here. They arrived.
Ibang level.
Get your stuff here,
honey. Alam mo yung ano? pag nakakita ka ng thirst trap on Instagram, na kunwari, cute guy, ganyan. Tapos i-DM mo na parang, wow, you look so good. Ganun yung ginawa ko sa panadero. As in, like, I just saw them on Instagram. And then, as in, nag-thirsty message ako sa kanila na, alam mo, okay naman ako. Wala naman akong cravings. Tapos nakita ko yung cookies niya parang, grabe.
Well, it works.
But I never do it on people. But I never do it on people.
Well, yung pinadala ko sa inyo, na gusto rin niyo ba? Na
Ako gusto ko.
Are you G?
Are you thirsty?
G ba doon?
Parang snack, ganon. Parang pwedeng breakfast. Di pa ako nagbe-breakfast.
So parang nagutom ka, ganon? Parang ganon.
Oo. Gusto ko ng malaking sausage or something.
No questions. That's not a prosthetic.
Okay, so let's go on with the top 10. Me and my Joa, courtesy of Fabrienne. Star Marjorie says, me and my Joa, isang seloso at isang tamang hinala. O, di ba? Ang toxic. Alam mo yung...
yung isa. Siya yung seloso kaya or siya yung suspicious.
Yeah, no, parang,
I wonder.
Parang, yeah. But like, alam mo yon, either way, ang hirap eh. Kasi praning ka na nga, tapos you're proven right pa. Diba? Parang, at least kung praning ka, tapos sasabihin sa'yo, alam mo, you're so paranoid when nothing's happening. Ang problema, meron nga eh. So it's going to be a horrible cycle for everyone, diba? Kukulitin
na. Yeah. Guys, yeah. Sorry. Looking at the comment section, mahina daw talaga yung Team Booth audio.
It's weird. It's the same exact...
I can barely hear you.
It's the same exact thing. I asked them
in the booth. I'll just message.
I asked sina ano na, they're, ano.
Yeah.
They said they don't know what it is.
Actually, they could hear, they could barely hear me now.
Oh, they don't, oh, they tried to fix it? They tried to fix it?
Well, I mean, I asked a while ago, but I can ask again.
Ganito, actually, kanina, I was already, kaya I was telling you, I was there 8:20 because... When I entered, like, you were talking, and I could barely hear you. Kaya I had to reset pa, restart. Kala ko it was just my phone.
Yeah. Because it's the same settings. I have it saved here. Wala.
Hmm. And especially me daw, they could hardly hear me.
Wait, let me ask again, ha?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we don't know how it sounds like on air, though. Because I'm pretty sure on air we're fine. Kasi... We're using the microphone. It's just the Facebook
Yes, line. On air, I'm sure we're fine.
Yeah, it's really just
but
the Facebook
online.
Line. Yeah, okay. But anyway, for the sake of the people listening to us on the radio, let's continue on. From Homer Sweet Home, me and my Joa, our terms of endearment became our actual names. Kahit mismong guard sa office, yun na ang tawag sa amin. As in, Sir, nandito na po si Bunny. Eh, hindi naman Bunny yung
pangalan. They're so cute.
Alam mo yung may pangalan silang legit, pero they are referred to by their nicknames. Alam mo yun?
Si Bunny.
Si Bunny. Oh, sir, andito na po. Ah, sa taas na po si Bunny. So, ang cute naman.
That's a cute nickname. It's a cute nickname for a... significant other.
Yeah.
I used to call my nephew that when he was little.
Bunny.
He was my baby. Kasi my honey bunny. Tapos baby bunny. So, but, yun. Eh, kaso ngayon, ano na siya? He's grown. So, hindi na. May girlfriend na siya. So, hindi ko na siya baby bunny.
Si ano? Si
Josh.
Okay, pamangkin mo pala.
Ako
sorry.
Din.
I thought si inaanak mo.
Yun din ang ko, pet name ko sa pamangkin ko. Pangalan niya kasi Bailey, so Bunny Bailey. So.
Ano?
Ever after, ganun. Sabi ko, I will love you ever after, my Bunny Bailey.
Bunny Bailey! So, ang cute. Actually, ang cute.
And coming from Jervsky, me and my Joa, in the office, she's my boss. And I'm the subordinate. But in the house, I'm the dom. And she's the submissive. Hi.
Ooh, I mean, it works that way for a lot of couples, I think.
Mm-mm.
A lot of couples into that. Yung parang nag-iiba yung dynamic. pag ano, pag, maybe it's healthy because you can't have it too one-sided na parang isa lang yung laging in control.
Parang ang pumapasok sa isip ko dito si Hazel eh.
Why?
Hindi, kasi si Hazel, di ba? Si Hazel kasi is a very strong, independent woman. So, to her, yung role-playing ng she's, you know, oh dear me, I'm so helpless. It's a turn-on. It's a turn-on for
her. It is a turn-on. That's true. That's true.
Kasi she's very in control eh. So, pag linet go niya yung control and somebody else is telling her what to do, parang
Jim. I love that.
Pero take note, he is in control with her permission.
Yes.
Diba?
That's the, because that's I the play key. Along to it.
Oh, it's not because you're really in control. It's because I let you have control.
Yes. That's diba? The key word. Let's.
May mga ganyan talaga yan. And from Ang Pipit, me and my jowa, hati kami sa gawaing bahay. Ako ang tagaluto, tagahugas ng pinggan, tagalaba, tagaplancha, tagawales. Siya, taga-cheer.
Excuse me?
Taga-cheer?
Oo, taga-cheer. Siya yung go, you go, and you know, do it. Oo, parang cheering squad
you
ka
you go. Oo, make that labada mabango. Yeah. Go, go, go.
Make couscous. Oo, di ba?
Ako din, go, 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 mukha mo. Go, go, go.
Hindi, ako
neck,
ay...
Neck mo. Ako tumulong ka. No. We're both...
Ade, ano,
is it still bad?
Dapat,
that's
ano,
so weird.
Go, go, go.
Wait. Iba yun. Iba
yun. Oh, gosh.
And from I'm Not in the Mood, mahilig kaming dalawa sa vowels. Ah. Eh.
E. Oh.
Oh.
Ooh. 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 E, parang hindi maganda yung E.
Ah, oo nga no. Parang e. Hindi, dapat ano, e. Dapat pabebe, parang E.
E. Kakainis ko talaga.
Si Bunny talaga. Nakakainis si
guys,
Bonnie.
Naalala niyo nung kinuwento ko na si Isa, yung our office mate, minsan nalilate kasi ang daming niyang selfies bago isend sa time in.
Sa time in.
Na, Nawi-witness ko na ngayon. Isa siya, parang, di ba nakalimang selfie ka na?
Ipakita mo, alam mo, dapat binano para makita nila si Isa, pakita mo siya yung tumulong kay Rika nung passed out si Rika sa floor ng condo. Siya yung nag-ano, siya yung nag-asikaso, guys.
This is my good ano.
Siya yung true friend.
So, congratulations din sa iyo, Isa.
Siya yung ano, siya yung nung si Rika wasak na wasak, si Isa yung nagpalit ng panty niya.
Si Isa talaga.
Si Isa yung nagpalit ng ano, t-shirt ni Rika, pero t-shirt ko pala yung
t-shirt ni Hazel.
Tapos si Isa
now
yung,
you know.
Si Isa yung nakita ni Hazel na, you know, stooped over lying down on the floor, Rika, and Hazel goes, ah, you got this, girl.
Go, Isa. Kaya mo na yan.
Go, go, go.
Cheerleader ako ng cheerleader. Go, 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 Isa.
Well. Natulog na si Hazel at iniwan na niya si Rika. Okay. Coming from Victoriano, me and my jowa, ang daming bawal. Bawal i-status, bawal itag sa pic, bawal i-my day, bawal mag-friend request, bawal i-add sa Facebook. Ang hirap naman nun. Kasi gets ko yung ano, I mean for me, like what's, gets ko yung hindi mo ipopost, like I don't know, Instagram story or something. But add as a friend? Hello, kaya nga friend? Siguro naman dapat pwede na yun. I don't know why, I can't see any reason.
Ayan na! Lumalakas na yung voice mo!
Ah! Lumalakas
yay!
Na yung voice! Yes!
Yay!
Yes.
What are you guys doing? Keep on doing it! Just go!
Rika, that sounded... I don't know.
Alam mo, parang feeling ko may ano. Oo, parang, ako din eh. Na-shocked ako. Parang ganun pala si Rika pag ano.
Parang hindi
pag
maganda pakinggan yung, oh, whatever it is you're doing, keep doing it!
Just keep on doing it! Go! Go!
Hindi maganda, Rika!
wasn't prepared.
Hindi maganda. There, there. Whatever it is
because,
you're doing,
you
there.
Know,
keep
do
doing
it.
It's just so nice to hear your voice.
Oh my gosh,
grabe,
stress.
Don't
okay, so
stop.
We had because we restarted the ano. We restarted
ay, humina
the. Humina ulit.
Yeah.
Ah, bakit?
Even for you
baka
guys.
Pag, ano, feeling ko pag nakaupo si Marky. Kailangan nakatayo si Marky.
Okay.
Oh well.
Pero, wala
oh
na.
Well, you yeah. guys, it's just one of those days.
So FYI, that sounded a little odd. Yeah. coming from Onish Collodion, me and my jowa, sus, meron naman kaming uniforme ng bawat trabaho, teacher, nurse, doctor, electrician, chef, plumber, engineer, and gladiator.
Gladiator.
Pati mga gladiator, meron sila. And the top.
Parang ano rin tuloy, pag sinasabi ko na yung diabetes, hindi ko na kaya diabetes, kailangan
diabetes.
Oh. Wala kasi siyang parang tama kapag ano, oh. pag yung tamang pronunciation.
And the top, me and my jowa, comes from I am Onig and Camilo.
They both say.
Camilo says, parang bata at kanyang saranggola. Pinalilipad ko lang siya ng malaya. Pero kapag masyado nang napapalandi, pabalik ko siyang hinihila. Like, I'll give you enough freedom, but not too far. If you start straying too far, I will reel you back in. And from I am Onyx, me and my jowa, gusto sana namin maging olive oil, pero parang too late na yata kaming maging extra virgin.
I don't think there's such a thing. Baka ano, oo kasi...
Hala, nawala. Okay, they're gone. What happened? Like, okay, we can't hear them. They're completely gone.
They're gone off air.
Okay, so
what happened?
It's just now. Anyway, we'll just wrap this up.
Let's
first.
Wrap this up while we fix this. I don't know what's happening.
The top 10, me and my Joa. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag me and my Joa in all your tweets. We will stay, though, on Facebook Live.
The Morning Rush Top 10. TMR Top 10.
Good. Ay, gusto ko Joa.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We are trying our best.
We are trying really, really hard. I don't know what's happening with our computer in the booth.
Okay,
but hopefully we get that fixed before next week. But thank you for bearing with us.
All right, so we've got our top 10, the final one for the day. From thanking Fabrienne for the topic. Hashtag me and my Joa. Let's start off with Bert Harmon. She loves me. Her dad has a shotgun, so I guess I love her too. Medyo no choice.
You have to.
You have to.
You have to.
Pero ano, I don't think that's as uso now as it used to be.
Yeah.
Like maybe 30, 40 years ago.
True. Kasi ngayon, there are many
alam mo yung ano, yung usual joke na... Or like the running joke na pag may bibisita na guy or a guy comes over to your house and then your dad is in the living room cleaning his gun.
Yep.
Parang ganon.
Yep.
You don't even see it in the movies anymore. Kasi
yeah.
Before, diba, that used to be like a thing in the movies
yeah.
But not anymore.
And from Coffee Chugger, me and my Joa, or did you mean... Me and my Joa's best friend. Okay.
Okay.
No.
And from Erotophobia, me and my Joa, being so close with someone, you start insulting each other all the time, but nobody ever gets offended. Yeah, cute yun. Like, if you're both, like we said, if you're both in it, then yes, mm-hmm. Nobody will get offended. But... Tantsahan yan eh. Kasi merong, alam mo yung minsan merong
baka
joke
hindi swak
na,
yung humor niyo
baka
na.
Baka hindi
ano
swak.
Eh,
and not all jokes
yeah.
will be taken as, oh, he was just joking. Sometimes it still hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Even as a joke, it still hurts. So you have to be very careful with that. And,
you know what?
Yeah.
Ang hirap kasi, diba, like, in a relationship, minsan magbabago talaga yung tao.
Mm.
Like, in the span of your relationship. And then, ang pinaka-ayokong sinasabi sa isang tao is, or like the person that you're with, yung, alam mo, nagbago ka na. Yung parang ganun.
Yeah.
Yung I parang, mean, like, but I mean like, is it my fault? But we all change. Hindi, tsaka, it just means that, you know, we're not connecting anymore.
Tsaka, obviously, yeah, everybody changes. Diba?
Yeah.
You can't stay the same. Mm-mm. I mean, the hope though is that you change, quote unquote, in the same direction. Yung not apart.
Yes, yeah, diba? Exactly.
The change mm-hmm. is like medyo complementary to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pero let's face it, that is inevitable. Change is inevitable.
Yeah.
From Star Marjorie, me and my Joa, when you still love each other, but for some reason, you can no longer be together.
Yeah.
So, meron naman talagang ganun, na parang, kasi diba, a lot of people always go, oh my gosh, anong pinag-awayan nyo? Or what horrible thing happened? And sometimes you're like, actually, none. You know, it just happened. And Victoriano says, me and my Joa, ang chat ko, good night, I love you so much, my sweet little baby. Ang reply niya, ge.
No! Ge! Oh! Ge. I would be mad.
Alam mo yung hindi man lang
that's
niya
not cool.
Yung sige na nga is already like upsetting. Yung hindi mo pa ma-spell out yung sige.
Sige.
Talagang ge.
Ge.
Ge. From Teng Tongs, me and my Joa, parang Christmas lights, on and off. Alam mo yun, like
oh,
you're always...
so difficult.
Yeah. And people have already gotten used to it. Like, oh, break na kami. Ah, really? Okay. A few weeks. Oh, kami na ulit. Ah, okay. Oh, okay. Good. Congrats. Tapos a few weeks later, oh, break
na
kami.
Kami.
Okay.
I have friends like that.
So, Medj. No. Medj.
I have friends like that. My yeah. gosh. How long do you tolerate it before you react?
Hindi kasi sa akin, it's not so much that I react. It's more like the reaction becomes less.
Oh, okay.
Diba? Like, when they break up, I'm not as upset. When they get back together, yeah. I'm not
but
as upset.
But don't you say like, hey, but don't you break up and get back together on a regular basis? I mean, I always say that when someone breaks up and gets back together again multiple times. So I'm just like, don't worry, next week you'll be fine again.
I don't naman, not that way, not exactly in those words. But for me, it's just my reaction. I'm not, you know, I don't like tell people to do this, not do this. I'd be more like, you'll know what I mean or how I feel based on how I react. Yeah, but unless you actually ask me, for my opinion, I usually don't give my opinion.
Yeah.
I just react. Yeah. From Bert Harmon, me and my Joa, we've been together 10 years married, but it feels like 5 minutes. 5 minutes underwater.
That's close to like dying.
Yes. I don't think I would last 2 minutes. Oh my gosh. Archer Aguilar says, me and my Joa, we are a power couple. We grind every day. Sa Pokemon.
Hey, that's true.
In that case, then we're a couple.
Then you and me. Exactly.
Yes. And the top, me and my Joa, comes from Ang Pipit and Bert Harmon.
They both say.
Ang Pipet says, me and my Joa, sobrang lambing namin sa isa't isa. As in sobra. Naiinis na nga yung asawa ko. Eh. Hala!
Hala!
Hala siya! Oy, bad, bad. And from Bert Harmon, this is cute. I really chose this as the last one because I really, really think it's cute. True story. Me and my Joa, her parents, and my parents have weddings that happened on the same date.
Wow!
So, kunyari, December 11. Parehong December 11, yung wedding anniversary ng parents nila. Different years, wow. But same date. So, we decided to get married on the same day as well.
Oh, wow!
So, there is no
chance. That's so cute.
So, no chance in hell to forget your anniversary.
Yeah, no chance at all.
Because there are,
and you can all celebrate
together.
It's yeah. gonna be like a big thing.
But the chances, no, of ending up with someone whose parents' anniversary is the same as your parents' anniversary. That's so freaky.
Yeah.
What? Well,
that also goes with.
It's only right that you guys make it your way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, or you can make it. I know. You can make it succeeding day. Yung parang yung isa as their, well, you can celebrate their anniversary tapos salubong nung anniversary nung
susunod. Yeah, true, true.
Mm.
Diba? Okay, so what about us?
Parang Chico, ikaw na lang kaya.
Hindi, pwede namang past. Diba? Pwede namang mga past. Ako siguro ano, me and my jowa.
Parehong online, sa Facebook.
Anong para ano sa Facebook? Anong para ang sa Facebook?
Alam ko na, sabihin mo na lang, Chico, me and my jowa parehong mahal ni Hazel.
Ay! Ay!
Mahal.
Make a share. Oo. Make a share sa isang co-host.
Kapag mahal talaga ako.
Ah, sayang, Hazel. I think Daddy Strom is coming to the booth today.
What? Why?
What?
Yeah, because he's helping me with the ref.
Oh my God! Dapat pala nagpatulong na yung sa ref ko.
Hazel, ang lapit mo lang.
Munta ka na.
Ang lapit mo lang, Hazel.
Uy, I was planning to go pa naman kasi may i-drop off ako na gift ko dyan.
Oh, yun o. Bigla na lang. Papunta naman talaga ako dyan eh. Sabi ko na. Alam mo yung wala naman siyang name-mention kanina. Tapos bigla ngayon.
Sinabi ko kay Rika, tanong nyo.
Sabi kaya ni Hazel kanina, munta na, tumad na ako mag-stage.
Kunyari ka pa. Kunyari ka pa. Style mo, bulok. Hindi. Kaya siya ano, kaya siya na-late. Kasi she caught up on her sleep. Para fresh siya pag pumunta siya sa station mamaya para para tulungan si Marky with his ref.
Makikibit-bit, ganun.
Alright, so, but thank you for joining us and it's been a week.
But what's your answer? You didn't answer.
Oh nga, wait. Me and my jowa, it's like ano, it's like it's like a monkey and his banana. Ay, di, wag yun. No, no, wait.
Are you the monkey in this
what I meant was parang ano, parang clingy kasi. You know, like, that's what I meant. Like, alam mo yung nakakapit. Oh,
so you're
natuloy.
The monkey.
Yes. I'm also, and sometimes I can be the Annabelle. Sometimes I'm the monkey. Sometimes I'm the Annabelle.
Yes.
But yeah, yeah. Like,
Sabi ni Nika, nakaka-frustrating audio. Sorry, guys. Thank you for bearing with us.
We are really trying.
We tried everything. we got the tech to come and help us
out. I know. I mean, this is the first time it happened. Oo,
it's the first time it's happened.
Mm-hmm. Kasi nga, parang wala.
I think there was a problem kasi with Skype, so na-reset lahat.
Maybe.
Yeah, kanina. Maybe. So we're very sorry.
So hopefully by Monday. The time you hear from us again, all of this will be fixed. And hopefully by Monday, 6 a.m. niya natin madidinig si Hazel. Hopefully.
I'll try.
Hopefully.
I'm not taking a hit at Hazel today or any day. Because every Saturday, I'm late maybe like 20 minutes.
Oh,
and she waits for me and I'm like, I'm so thankful for you.
Oh,
kailangan
see,
ba ng GC dito? Starbucks GC?
May mga appreciation, di ba?
I look at you as my karma. Kasi dati ginagawa ko yung kay Carla. So, ikaw yung naging karma ko.
It's your turn. So, pero
ngayon,
ano ha?
10 a.m. na.
Siguro
tapos
dapat
magbubrew pa ako ng kape.
Dapat we should ano, I think we should take Hazel's word for it. Diba sinasabi niya na parang, you know, a lot of people think I'm the villain but I'm actually very nice. Oh yan, yung good karma niya, nanalo ng TV. Oh.
So this actually changes.
The bad guys also win.
Ang sama ng bad guys also win.
What's interesting is both Hazel and I won. So, you know, in this situation,
parang evil paid off.
You know what? Probably because this year has been super wonky. Santa's been was like, okay, if you were nice,
nalito siya,
guys.
You'll get cold.
But thank you for joining us. We'll see you on Monday.
You
enjoy the weekend. Happy Community Day.
Happy Community Day nga. And hope you had a great time. See you guys. Bye.
Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. The landmark morning radio program on Philippine FM Radio. Winner of multiple KBP Golden Dove Awards for Best Radio Comedy Program. Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Only on Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1.